Accession number 27496, Mr. John Stickland, Reel 2. Now, we're talking about this trip you were going on, HMS Perrin, out to the United States. What was the weather like? I mean, I was thinking, because you're not, although you're in the Navy, you're not really a seaman in many ways. Did you suffer from seasickness? What was the weather like?
No, I didn't suffer from seasickness. But the weather wasn't all that bright, because it was December, I think.
December 45
when we went out. No, it'd been December 46, wouldn't it? Yeah, December 46.
December 46, right.
Yeah, December 46. We took that back. Yeah.
And what's your memory of the trip? How bad was the weather? Was it bad enough to toss you about?
No, it wasn't. It didn't get tossed about too much. No, we went through the Bay of Biscay, and that wasn't too bad either. I think the worst bit of sea we touched was the Irish Sea, going from England across to Ireland. That was the worst.
Before you joined the ship?
Yeah, that was the worst of the sea. Although, I must say, my skipper was sick nearly every time we put to sea for the first day. Yeah.
So, what happened next then? Where were you heading in America?
We went to Hamilton in Gran Canaria first. Then we went to Bermuda, calling it Bermuda. We spent a few days there.
What was that like?
Had a game of cricket there. We played the local, the ship played the locals at cricket and that, yeah. Quite nice there. And then from there we went on to Boston, to the naval yard there. Gave the ship over.
Now, was there any ceremony at the handover at Boston?
No.
So that would leave you without a ship. What happened then?
We went to New York to pick up the train to go up to Nova Scotia. I think that was about a 3-day journey on the train.
What's that like?
They're up to Nova Scotia. Oh, we had our proper sleeping cabins. And yeah, it was all right on it. Yeah.
And then what happened?
We got the Aquitania from Halifax back home to England.
What were conditions like on the Aquitania? Was it very packed, or was it
packed? Not
where were you on the ship?
I don't know. We wasn't first class. That was definite.
You were down below decks.
Yeah.
And what happened when you got to England?
We got the train back up to Chatham. Yeah. And we was, when we got to Chatham, we was subjected to the customs. See what we got.
And what had you got?
Nothing.
And what were you doing at Chatham Barracks this time?
I went back down into the wardroom warrant officer's mess, and I stayed there then until I came out in 47.
Now, any stories about your time in the wardroom officer mess? I mean, you know, to just illustrate what life was like, how you got on as with the others, you know.
Once a month we had our ration of a pound of tobacco, or tickler as they like to call it, and you spent a couple of evenings there rolling that up into cigarettes.
You made your own cigarettes?
Oh, yeah. You got the tobacco.
And those stories about the mess, funny things that happened, or just what life was like?
Not really. We just got by. Every other weekend we got a run ashore.
What would you do when you
get home?
What would you do when you went ashore?
I'd come home.
Back to Hammersmith.
Back to Hammersmith. Yeah. Sometimes a friend came with me, and we go out somewhere in the evening and have a drink.
What would you do when you went out in the Chatham area?
Never did.
You didn't go out in Chatham?
No.
Why not? I mean,
always come home.
You always came home.
Always come home.
It was near enough to get to, wasn't it?
Yeah. If you got a bit of a bus ticket or something like that, you could always run through the there were so many of you getting off the train that you could hand over anything for a ticket.
And you'd get away with them?
Oh, yeah.
Now, how were you?
I don't think they bothered too much with us.
How did you feel about D-Mob? I mean, were you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Although it wasn't, I didn't have a bad time in the Navy, but yeah, it was nice to get out.
And what happened when you were there? What was the demobilisation process?
I was demobilised in HMS Collingwood. That was down in, by Chatham. And I was a row of suits, hats, shirts. Pick your own, find your own suit and find your own hat, pair of shoes. And you just kitted out with civilian clothes. Yeah.
And reasonable quality?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, when you came out, what were you going to do? Were you going to go back to... Because you've got a job. You were an apprentice, a bookbinder.
I went back to bookbinding.
Yeah. And was that your career?
No. Well, up until... I stayed bookbinding until 1948.
So just for a year?
No, can't be 40, 58. 58.
Oh, so that was...
Yeah, that's a jump, yeah.
Now, the only thing is this business, because we got to you through the Royal Naval Association. Mm. Your old contact with old comrades, or are you in Royal Arthur as well, Association?
No, just the
RNA. And why are you in the... Why is the Royal Naval Association? Why are you a member? What does it do for you?
Well... I had two friends living around here. They were both in the Navy. One I worked with, and they belonged to the Royal Naval Association, and they used to go out once a month to a different association, Naval Association, and have an evening there. Well, they used to take me and another friend of mine who was in the Air Force as guests. And we just sort of talked to ourselves, well, you know, this is silly, really. Why go as guests? Why not join the RNA ourselves and go? So that's what we did.
And what does it do for you? Did you enjoy it? I mean, what does it do for you? I mean, why is it important to you? Is it important to you?
Not really. No, there's a meeting... All it is a meeting once a month, and it's just a run through of the finances and all that tot of rum at the end. And
is it nice to meet old sailors? You know,
it's nice to meet the people again. You know, but some of the places we go to aren't all that brilliant. So some we don't go to, some we do.
You pick. Yeah. Thank you very much.